WWA. Could I get a quick radio check, please?
That's going to cost you, Steve. KB2HX says.
There's one in every crowd, and I just picked up both of them. Wow. Imagine my luck. What's up, Dave? How's this thing sound?
I don't know how to answer that. The radio sounds good. You don't sound so good.
Kid. Oh, I didn't know you were recruited by the Stooges. Oh, I tell you what. Hey, where are you?
We're heading back to the house. We're on Taylor's Road.
Gonna try a quick experiment?
Uh-oh. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, but go ahead.
Go to 14652 and let's try simplex.
All right, let me dial it in.
Okay, clear. QS wide at 14652. HSX. No, KB2HXS. KN4VWA.
KB2HXS. That's right, why I answered.
Well, is that sound still there?
Yeah, I think it's a repeater, though, in this case. But that's all right. I got filters in my ears. I can filter it out.
Yeah, hey, give me 5 seconds of dead key. It's like a little high-pitch fan motor or something.
Whistle or a whine, yeah, pretty much.
When you gave me the dead key, I heard it coming back. Yeah, I hear what you're talking about. Well, then that's got to be up at the repeater.
Well, I think it's the high-frequency part buoyancy coil.
Got to solve that issue, right?
Yeah, you got to change the flux capacitor.
No. You got to change the environmental thermofrockles.
Oh, okay. Maybe I thought it was my muffler bearing squeaking. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Do the thermal throttles or the inverter path. Anyhow. All right. Well, good deal. Well, this thing seems to be getting out pretty good. I think I'm ready to go with it. It's 65 watts.
Oh, yeah, no, you sound fine. In fact, we just pulled up in the driveway, so let me get out of here. I will catch up with you a little later, and like that.
Three bags full, and I'm glad you got to talk to me. You sound almost as good as I do. 73 is KN4VWA, clear.
All right, got to go. I got to go fill up my blinker fluid in my car. All right, catch you later. KN4VWA, KB2HXS.
You're there, Steve. This is KZ4TMA, Simon.
Simon, what's happening, big guy? KN4VWA. How's the world treating you today, man?
Beautiful weather, huh? I heard you, came in right at the end there. I heard you say, I think I'm good with it at 65 watts, and that reminded me the last time I heard you on here, you were setting up a new base station in a different location. Is that right? You got a new setup or something?
Well, I'm doing all kinds of shuffling around. I'm going to be participating in a simplex net, and I've got this little FTM3200D Yaesu that's 65 watt, and I've brought it into my house because I've got a Diamond X50A sitting up way up on top of my 50-foot tower. And so far, I've gotten out to 25 and a half miles and with really good clear signal, and it seems to be doing great. So it ought to work well for a simplex net. And I've also got my 991A in my shack next to it. I'm going to be using that thing inside. And I also have recently acquired two Anytone radios, a 578 and an 878 handheld. So I am going to try to reinvent splitting the atom and get enough information into my brain to do DMR.
Oh, very cool. I want to hear more about the SimplexNet. I haven't heard anything about those before, so in a minute, let's come back to that. I'd love to hear what it is or see if it's anything I could dial into. But yeah, sounds great. If you've got 65 watts and I forgot or didn't know you had that 50-foot tower, that sounds great. You're making me want to try Simplex with you right now. But yeah, DMR. Wait, tell me more about these Anytones, because I've been curious. I'd like to explore DMR a little bit. I went so far as to look up what the cheapest Bofang DMR handheld is, just to see if I could play around with that as a way to learn. That's, you know, my little Bofang is how I learned before I got this mobile rig I'm on. I don't know, too many things to talk about. Let's start with DMR. What are you doing with DMR? Are you just starting to explore using these Anytones or what?
Yes, sir, I'm at the baseline. It does have quite a learning curve. And mainly the learning curve consists of the structure of how they set up all the zones, groups, and how to program all the different functions into each of the groups and zones so that you can go either up to DMR from a tower or from a internet interface. Some people call it a hotspot. It's not a hotspot. It is a internet interface from the radio to get you into the internet to a Wi-Fi. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. And the both of the radios I have purchased will do 2 meter, 440, and the DMR. So I'm going to have a whole house rig in my truck and my handheld. So I'm going to be moving one of my radios out of my truck into another location and doing a couple other things. So, yeah, I'm shuffling all kind of equipment around. Matter of fact, I got one or two for sale.
Sold. KB2A Jackson.
Simon, that there went the neighborhood again, buddy. Man. Go ahead, Dave. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I heard you on there. I had to interrupt.
There are certain times when we must maintain our reputations on the radio. This is one of those times.
Good. Well, I'm too new to recognize the call or the voice, so if you don't mind, other station, introduce yourself for me. This is Simon, KZ4TMA.
This is Steve's worst, one of Steve's worst nightmares. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Yeah, I give Steve a lot of crap on the radio. Even in person, I give him a lot of crap, so I keep him straight.
No, I recognize your voice in your call now. I don't know if we've called each other on the air before, but I've heard you once or twice on the air. Steve gave me a little tutorial on DMR here. All right, Steve, that's interesting. I can see how it'd be a lot to get one's mind around, so I look forward to that whenever the time's right. I think for now I'm going to stick with teaching myself Morse code and trying to get into HF so that I can play around with CW a little bit. So that'll be my next step, along with General, and then I'll probably save DMR till later because it does sound like a lot to get my mind around. But hey, all right, next question. What are these pieces you're selling? Are they DMR equipment or anything I should be interested in buying from you?
Have you got a good HF radio at home?
No HF radio whatsoever.
Huh. Have I got the starter unit for you?
That was pretty convincing. I think I'm sold right there, actually. I will take it. You name your price. No, seriously, I'm curious. I mean, yeah, I've only just started thinking about what kind of unit to get as a starter, so I haven't even really done my homework yet. Actually, I had one interesting conversation here with Tom, KZ4M, and one or two others, just asking them, you know, what brands or what should I look for, and is it easy to set it up mobile or should I set it up base station? So I've had at least one conversation of homework, but that's about it.
Well, on the better, higher-end equipment that's out there, and Dave, you keep listening to this and see if you concur, your better, higher-end equipment is going to be Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM. And those three are the Cadillacs of pretty much the HF communications. Unless you trip over into some of the high-dollar stuff, really high-dollar stuff, such as Elecraft some of the other big boys that are SDR, which is software driven. It's nothing but a black box, and you hook your computer to it with some software and work that way. Those are expensive. You're talking thousands of dollars there. But what I have is a Yaesu 450D, and it's a very good radio. It is fully programmable, and it'll do FT8. It'll do pretty much all that good stuff. My daughter's calling me. Y'all chit chat a minute, and I'm going to answer this. Shouldn't take but a second. I'll be back in a minute. K4 ZWA.
Is he just trying to sell me something, or is he telling the truth? Trying to play along with Dave and giving Steve a hard time on the radio. Well, this is KZ4TMA, and I'll stand by for KN4VWA's return.
Simon, KO4HBX.
I just needed somebody to stick up for me. I could tell, but I needed to hear from someone else. How you doing? Are you on the road right now?
I'm getting ready to. I was just pulling out of the parking lot and heard you and Steve, the tail end of your conversation there about the 450, I believe it was.
I was nagging Steve to hear more about what he's moving around with all his equipment. We got to talking about HF, and it sounds like he might be actually selling a unit that I could be interested in, so I'll wait for him to come back. In the meantime, before we were talking about that, he was telling me he's about to join a Simplex Net, and he was telling me about the setup he has for that. Is this anything you've done? Do you do any Simplex Nets? I've only ever done, checked into a few nets on repeaters, but never for Simplex.
That same club, and it's just something we're getting started in to see about how well we could communicate without the repeater.
All right, well, is there a schedule? How does one get in, or is this just something that came up out of conversation in the weekly 9 p.m. nets, or what?
It is actually through the Thermal Belt Radio Club out of Tryon, and KO4NUE is the president of it. If you want to find out more information, that's probably the best place to start. But if I talk to him, I will tell him that you're asking questions about it and want more information.
No, I usually speak up whenever I hear Chad on the air. I haven't talked to him in a little while, so, I mean, no mobile rig anyway. I'd probably be a terrible participant in this, but I'm just curious, and it'd be fun to keep it in mind as I get any better equipment. No worries. If you talk to him, sure, mention it, but otherwise I'll catch him next time I hear him on the air. All right, cool. Well, let me see, if Steve, you still there? Still on the phone? Do it to him. I've been at my destination for a minute here. I got to jump out. So if he overhears this, Steve, I will catch you again in the near future, and I'd love to hear more about that unit. But if you get a buyer, go ahead. You know, don't hold it for me because I'm not sure yet. But I'm interested. Patrick, if you happen to hear Steve, come back on a minute. Maybe you can let him know I had to go, and I'm sorry to have left him while he was on the phone. So Patrick, good to hear your voice. Have a good day. Steve, if you hear this, thanks. Good to chat, and I'll try to be in touch. Hear more about that unit sometime. So. KO4HKX, KN4VWA, KZ4TMA. I'll be clear after any finals.
Hey, Simon, that radio is a Yaesu 450D. Go online, look it up, get the details on it, and I want $400 for it. It's a good radio. You can catch me on QRZ and get my email there if you need to. Or hit me on the radio again. And I got to finish this call, guys. Y'all carry on. We'll be back in a few minutes. K4VWA.
Patrick, good to hear your voice. Sir, got to go. All right. KZ4TMA. I'll be clear.
7-3, Simon. 7-3, Steve. But I do need to get in touch with you before this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. You?
Okay. I'll be back on here on the radio in just a couple more minutes. I'll try to hit you, okay?
I'm going to be busy. I just pulled into another stop, so I'll give you a call on the phone, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Steve.
7-3's KB2HXS. I'll talk to you again soon also, Dave. KN4VWA, clear.
All right, I'll catch you guys later. I'm going to go wander around outside and try and get this antenna in the house. KB2HXS.